Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Last September, we spoke with two young women, two young ladies in Toronto. Forgive me, I'm from a certain generation. Yumna and Khadija Farooq. It's great talking to them. But it was scary talking to them because what they were facing was a rent increase of $7,000, not per year, per month, from their landlord who could do it because the building was newer, the building they were living in. He wanted to raise it to $3,500 initially from $25,000, as I recall. And Khadija and Yumna sort of asked about that, and so this landlord said, well, if you don't like that, we'll raise it to $9,500 or $114,000 a year. So you'd have to earn $228,000 to just clear enough to pay the rent, given our tax structure. Yumna and Khadija Farooq join us. How are you both?
Hi, Roy. It's nice to connect with you again. I'm not doing too bad, considering we got some sunshine today. That was a nice surprise.
Yeah, it's always a nice surprise, particularly when the temperature's really low, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So we talked last September, and I outlined what your situation was. I've been curious, and listeners have actually been in touch with me over the last number of months. I'd get the emails coming in occasionally saying, what happened to the sisters in Toronto and that insane rent increase? How's it gone for you?
Well, Roy, it's been quite a journey. And while we can say that we're fortunate enough to not have landed in the worst case scenario, we were definitely presented with a lot of challenges. We did not, in the end, get to move out to another place. Instead, we are staying with family, friends, and just trying to figure out where we're going next.
So much that's up in the air right now. And it's, you know, we wish we could say that it was neatly packaged and there was a perfect solution. But unfortunately, in cases like this, that's not what happens.
No. And it's you know, renting a place these days, and these days, by that, I mean, in the last 6 months, even has become significantly more expensive and problematic. There's fewer places available, and those that are available are increasingly expensive.
Absolutely.
Yep. And people that are in rent-controlled buildings want to hold on to them for, you know, forever if they could. But that makes it even trickier because everything that's new on the market, the rent, as you said, is just insanely high.
So clearly that previous landlord of yours was not interested in negotiating an agreeable rent, even though you'd been there for a number of years and were good tenants.
We just couldn't really make him see reason and in a, you know, better and more agreeable decision. It's just, I think it was his subtle way of saying, get out.
Yeah. Not so subtle.
Definitely.
So, yeah. So you're currently living with friends and family, and you're still looking for an affordable accommodation, right?
Right now, we've suspended that as we're just figuring things out. You know, as you mentioned, we're like the market is absolutely terrible. The rental market is just becoming more difficult for people to afford to live in this city.
So we're kind of keeping an eye on things and trying to determine what is a good time to like move out or look for places. Is the rent going to come down? You know, also with the housing market being just a general mess, we're just kind of waiting and seeing what's going to happen in the next few months.
That is so tough because, you know, well, I'm not telling you anything you don't know or anybody doesn't know. Shelter is shelter and food are the most fundamental needs that we have. And when both of them start to spiral out of control, the impact on individuals and then the broader community is massive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been the toughest part of it, is just recognizing it, that it's like the fundamental need to have a roof over your head. And that when that's being like taken away or in question, it creates so much stress, so much anxiety, so much panic. It's so difficult.
Yeah, I was hoping you were going to come on and say, we found this great place and it's what we were paying before. And we're very happy, but I understand the reality of the situation. What about public support? People became aware of you across the country, certainly in Toronto and beyond. Have you had response? Have people reached out to you, or have you been recognized when you've looked at a rental property and people say, "Oh, I remember you. You were in the news."
We definitely did have people reach out to us and mention that they might have a place. We had a realtor also reach out and offer help in kind. So I think, now that we're not looking, obviously we haven't checked on whether people are reaching out, but at that time when we thought there might be, a chance for us to find a new place, we did find great support in the community.
Yeah. And it was really interesting, going back to a point I made earlier, is when we reached out to the realtor, we weren't able to get anything in our budget. It was slightly higher, but I just remember us saying it would be great if we could get a rent controlled building so something like this doesn't happen again. But he wasn't able to find anything. So it's just, yeah, that's what the situation is.
Yeah. We were just talking in the last half hour about the situation Canadians are facing, and the majority of Canadians are facing really significant financial stresses. Do you find and I don't want to probe too much here, but has it been something that's, I don't want to say depressed, but it has to become a daily a challenge, right? If I were in your situation, I'd be saying, well, what was wrong with that guy? I was a good tenant. I was paying my rent on time, and all of a sudden this guy wants $7,000 a month more. He wants $9,500 a month for a two-bedroom apartment. How's he going to rent that? But by the way, have they been able to rent that apartment?
We're not sure. And, I think both of us partly want to warn other people, but at the same time, we don't want to, publicly drag someone's name through the dirt. It is definitely something you don't get over so quickly. And we're probably going to be processing this for years to come to really understand why this happened.
You sound like such amazing young women. If I had a place that I was renting and you wanted to rent it, I'd lower the rent just to get you.
That's very kind of you to say.
No, it's true. Well, I thank you for coming on. I hope you don't mind. I just wanted to, and I did hear from listeners who wanted to know how you were doing, and I'm glad you came on. Would you get back in touch with me, please, when it gets to the point where you find something and you're happy with it, because we'd like to talk to you then.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much, Yamna and Khadija. You sound like such amazing young women. So I wish you only the very, very best.
Thank you, Roy. Really appreciate it.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.